Buenos días a todos. Nosotros de Inglés para Españoles os estamos preparando 50 lecciones en audio de gramática inglesa. Hoy os presentamos la lección 49. Discurso directo. Discurso indirecto. Podéis bajar gratis el texto de las 50 lecciones de gramática en el sitio inglesparaespañoles.com. También podéis bajar sin hacer login 6 unidades gratis de nuestro curso de inglés en PDF y MP3.
Lesson 49. Reported speech.
Discurso indirecto. Para referir las palabras de alguien, podemos hacerlo de dos maneras. Podemos usar el direct speech, discurso directo, poniendo las palabras entre comillas.
Richard said, I am very hungry.
Podemos usar también el reported speech, discurso indirecto, que normalmente está introducido por to say y to tell. To say se usa cuando no se menciona la persona a quien se le habla.
Richard said that he was very hungry. Betty said that she was going to Boston. Rob said that he had found a new job.
To tell se usa cuando se menciona la persona a quien se le habla.
Richard told Jenny that he was very hungry. Betty told me that she was going to Boston. Rob told his girlfriend that he had found a new job.
Nota. Hemos puesto that entre paréntesis porque a menudo se omite.
Rob told his girlfriend that he had found a new job.
O bien.
Rob told his girlfriend he had found a new job. Reported speech.
Discurso indirecto. Cuando se pasa del direct speech al reported speech, se cambian los tiempos verbales.
Present simple.
Discurso directo.
Bob said, "For breakfast I usually have a bowl of cereal." Past simple.
Discurso indirecto.
Bob said that for breakfast he usually had a bowl of cereal. Present continuous.
Discurso directo.
Bill told me I am reading an interesting book. Past continuous.
Discurso indirecto.
Bill told me that he was reading an interesting book. Past simple.
Discurso directo.
Karen said, I went to the Grand Canyon last week. Past perfect.
Discurso indirecto.
Karen said that she had gone to the Grand Canyon the week before. Present perfect.
Discurso directo.
David told me, I have quit smoking.
Past perfect. Discurso indirecto. David told me that he had quit smoking.
Past perfect.
Discurso directo. No cambia.
Laura told me I had just fallen asleep when you phoned.
Past perfect. Discurso indirecto. Laura told me that she had just fallen asleep when I phoned.
Present perfect continuous.
Discurso directo.
Mark said, lately I have been working 14 hours a day.
Past perfect continuous. Discurso indirecto. Mark said, lately he had been working 14 hours a day.
Future.
Discurso directo.
Frank said, I will finish my project by Saturday.
Present conditional. Discurso indiretto. Frank said he would finish his project by Saturday.
Reported speech.
Discurso indiretto. Cuando se pasa del discurso directo al discurso indirecto, además de cambiar los tiempos verbales, hay que hacer otros cambios. Discurso directo.
Now.
Then, at that time.
Today.
That day.
Tomorrow.
The following day. The next day. A day later.
Yesterday.
The previous day. The day before.
Next month.
The following month. The next month. A month later.
Next year.
The following year. The next year. A year later.
Last month.
The month before, the previous month, the preceding month.
Last year.
The year before, the previous year, the preceding year.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks before, 3 weeks earlier.
Here.
There.
This.
That.
These.
Those.
My. Mine.
His. Her. His. Hers.
Our. Ours.
Their. Theirs.